Praise the Lord, mightiest prophet of the Lord.
Well, the Lord Elohim, the Lord Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah El Olam, Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Elyon, Jehovah El Gibor, Jehovah El Oheinu, Jehovah Hoseinu, Jehovah Eli, the Lord Jehovah Adonai, the tremendous and mighty God of Israel, my father and my friend. He has spoken with me, beloved people. The Lord spoke with me in a very, very tremendous way. And this is urgent. This is super urgent. He spoke with me this morning, in a very, very shocking manner. The Lord, he took me in the night, deep in the night. He took me deep into space. And he commanded me to shake the universe and the galaxies. And there was a tremendous, tremendous shaking of the universe and the galaxies that took place deep in the night. And then he showed me how the galaxies shook and the planets shook very violently this past night in the middle of the night. And then I saw some of them leave their positions, some of the planets and the suns leave their positions. And I saw one sun beaming on another. These are planets that look like emerald or sapphire, shiny like glass almost, but very, very shiny, emerald or sapphire, two of them shining on each other. I saw them come close to the earth. And then this morning, after the conversation deep in the night, this is urgent, super urgent. Then this morning, the Lord again took me deep into space above the earth. And he now showed me how I shook those planets and the galaxies and how they left their positions and a lot of planets came close to the earth. It's a shocking moment. It's shock and dread. It's a very dreadful moment for the earth because a lot of planets now came close to the earth threatening to knock the earth, to knock it off its position, very, very close. For the first time since the heavens and the earth were created. And when they came this morning now, as the Lord took me to show me the effect of the shaking in the night, when he took me there, now, this morning, he showed me how the planets I had shaken using my left prophetic hand now came very close to the earth. Big planets. And by voice, God the Father told me, these ones are much, 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 much bigger than the earth and much, much, much bigger than the sun. Those are huge planets, huge. And then I saw the two planets he showed me that are very, very shiny. And they are beaming on each other. One is smaller, one is bigger. And they're big planets, big. They all, a myriad of planets begin to pass near the earth. It is shocking. The fear is that they would lock the earth. It is very shocking. As they pass close to the earth, almost very big planets. Bigger, absolutely bigger than the earth. It was the moment of threat when the earth was threatened with existential threat, with extinction. And the Lord said, they're too big, they're very big. If one of them hit the earth, bye-bye, human race is done. They came all at the same time, began to pass close to the earth. It was a moment of terror on the earth as they are passing very close to the earth. Then I saw those planets that shine like emeralds, like sapphire. They are shining like glass on each other. Shining on each other. Shining. And then I saw another set also of the same planets shining, very shiny planets also coming. And the Lord said, the sizes are too big. They're much, much, much bigger than the earth and bigger than the sun. And they came and passed very close. It was a moment of terror. It was a shocking moment of wonder, wonder. And people feared. People said, wow, if this will hit the earth, we are done. We will be done. If they will hit the earth, we are done. And then after that, the Lord Jehovah, at that moment, the Lord Jehovah he showed me a rock. A rock. A major rock. A big rock that came from up. I can see its design. It came and hit the earth. The rock hit the earth. When it hit the earth, it fell like this. It dug deep into the earth. And they began to dig the rock. They began to dig it. They began to dig the rock out. A lot of scientists, a lot of workers began to dig the rock from where it hit, and it went deep. It dug a hole, and they pulled out the rock. The rock was pulled out. The rock from space is coming to hit the earth. The Lord has commanded me to shake the universe. I have shaken the planets and the galaxies. Some of them are billions of times larger than the earth, and they all came very close to the earth, threatening to hit the earth. Big, very big, huge, monumental, shocking. It's a wonder. People are terrified. Say, wow, they will hit the earth. We will be dead. We are finished. Then the rock. A rock came and hit the earth, and it dug deep, and the society dig it. People dig it. They dug it out. And then the Lord showed me the rock. He showed me the rock. But it's amazing because he wrote on the rock. He wrote on the rock. When I checked on the rock, he wrote to his servant on that rock. You may not be able to see it at that day when the rock is dug, but I've seen the spiritual. He wrote my name there, and he wrote me a text there on the rock. Tremendous time, beloved people. He wrote it to me, addressed it to me. It's amazing on the surface of the rock. It was dug out. But I mean, on that day you may not be able to see, but he wrote a text on it to his servant. How amazing. How shocking. And then many, many planets, shiny planets, some of them beaming on them, on each other. Beaming on themselves. Two of them coming together but beaming on each other like sapphire, like glass, like shiny, more than silver. Sapphire, emeralds, and shiny ones all coming close to the earth. Beloved, the Lord has taken me up deep into the space. And he commanded me to use my left prophetic hand to shake the entire universe. And I've seen the universe shake and the planets broke loose. They moved from their positions and broke loose and they drifted towards the earth in a very shocking phenomenon, shocking event. Beloved people, the Messiah is coming. Unbelievable times. Tremendous time in the history of the church. A shocking time. Shocking hour in the church. The Lord this night, in the middle of the night, he took me up above, deep into space, and he commanded me to use my left prophetic hand, the dreadful hand of God that I behold, to shake the entire universe. And when I shook the entire universe, they shook so violently that a lot of planets were dislodged. They moved from their galaxies, from their positions, and drifted towards the earth. It was shocking. Big planet, very big. Then this morning, he showed me how they would arrive. Massive planet, he said, much bigger than the earth. They are passing above the earth, here near the earth. It was shocking. It was a moment of terror and fear. Because the fear was that they are passing too close, they would hit the earth. Some of them much bigger than the earth. Much bigger. The Lord spoke by voice. He said, these are much bigger to the earth than the sun. If they hit the earth, bye-bye, human race. And then as they passed, they were shocked. I see these very shiny ones. So one or two of them are beaming on each other. I see them beaming on each other, going together like this, a binary, beaming on each other, two planets, one smaller, one bigger. They're shining like emeralds, like sapphire. And then after that, I saw others shining the same, like emeralds, like sapphire. It's a wonder. It's a wonder, beloved people. This is urgent. This is going to happen very, very soon. This is super urgent. Urgent. Very urgent. And so, the planet will come close, then a rock, I know it's throwing, it is flattish. And then it came and hits the earth. When it hits the earth, it went down deep into the ground. And people dug it. They dug it out until they removed it. And when they removed it, the Lord showed it to me, but he wrote a message on me there. He wrote a message for me. He addressed it to me. He put my name there. Though you may not see it on that day, but I've seen in the spirit, there's a text he wrote there. What a tremendous time. He has commanded me to use my left prophetic hand and shake the universe. And the universe shook very violently. And the big planets were dislodged. They came. They came towards the earth. Very close. And the rock hits the earth. The Messiah is coming, beloved people. The Messiah is coming. The Messiah is coming. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. The book of Luke, chapter 21, from verse 26, it says, man will faint from terror, apprehension of what is coming to the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud, with power and great glory. He says, when these things begin to happen, to take place, stand up, lift up your head, because your redemption is drawing near. The Lord has commanded me to shake the universe. And soon, big planets are going to pass close to the earth, very big. Some of them very shiny, it will be spectacular. It will be wondrous. However, it will be terrifying because they are so big, bigger than the earth. If they hit the earth, it will be bad. It will be disaster. It will drift the earth off the course deep into oblivion. but they do not. It's only a rock that hits the earth. And when the rock will hit the earth, it will come, it will dig down deep. Many people dig it. The Messiah is coming, beloved people. The Messiah is coming. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. May those who have ears prepare in righteousness. The kingdom of God is near, beloved people. Shalom Todah. Todah Rabbah.